You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It was supposed to be the Grand Central Station of the West, connecting buses, BART, Caltrain, and high-speed rail. But so far, it's a $2.1 billion bus stop. The Transbay Transit Center in downtown San Francisco opens to weekday bus commuters for the first time next week. But the lower levels of the center, designed for trains, will stay empty for at least another decade. I joined our reporter Eli Wirtschafter to talk about it at the new terminal, known as the Salesforce Transit Center. So, Eli, we're here.
We are here. We're here in downtown San Francisco. We're near Mission and Howard. You can see Mission Street right there. Lots of cars going by. And the cars are going under the new Transbay Transit Center.
The Salesforce Tower is way, just towering above us.
Yeah, we're right across the street from the Salesforce Tower. And all around us, there's just tons of construction going on, new high-rises coming up. And the brand new thing in front of us is the new Transbay Transit Center. And to me, it kind of looks like a really nice parking garage.
Yeah.
It's three blocks long. It's got this kind of lacy siding, lacy metal siding.
How would you describe it? Very stylish.
It's stylish. It feels stylish.
So as we look up at this together, can you explain what's going on, from top to bottom? What is this?
Okay, top to bottom view. At the top, you see those trees up there?
Yes.
That's basically a big public park. Three block long, green roof with a fountain that shoots up water when buses arrive. That's on the top level. This third story, which stretches over the street, the one that arches over Mission right here.
Under the roof garden.
Under the roof garden. This is where buses arrive. So AC Transit buses come in from the East Bay. They now have their own ramp coming straight off the Bay Bridge so that those buses can come up here onto the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And then right in front of us, past these big glass windows, the big kind of mallish atrium area. So I imagine this will feel a little like an airport mall where you've got different retail and maybe a couple offices.
Coffee shops, restaurants.
Coffee shops and restaurants, and people can sort of congregate here.
All right, so this is all great, but I thought this was supposed to connect up with BART and other trains. So where's that?
Right, so that is what's still missing. For BART, transit planners are planning to build a block-long tunnel underground from here to the Embarcadero BART station. Hasn't been built yet. The main thing that hasn't been built is the connection to Caltrain and high-speed rail, which, of course, high-speed rail doesn't even exist yet. But the plan there has to do with building a tunnel. So you know the Caltrain station in Mission Bay, by AT&T Park?
Yes.
4th and King?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the farthest north Caltrain station right now. In order to get the trains here, they have to burrow a tunnel a mile and a bit underground from there to this spot. And that project has been delayed. That was originally supposed to be done in 2020. Now the plans say they'll take until 2028, almost a decade from now. So right now, right under where we are, right under the transit center is basically a big empty concrete box, an empty shell that is built ready for Caltrain and high-speed rail to arrive, but that's not gonna happen for at least another 10 years. At the cost of at least another $4 billion.
So why hasn't this happened yet?
Well, the main reason that the tunnel hasn't been built yet is it's not just a Caltrain tunnel, it's also a high-speed rail tunnel. And the high-speed rail project, has faced a lot of opposition and is years behind schedule and is billions of dollars over budget. So that's taking longer than planned. And meanwhile, San Francisco keeps considering changes to its plan for the tunnel. And the more you plan, the longer things take, the more they cost. So the timeline for this whole project is a lot longer, and the budget is a lot bigger than it was originally planned to be.
So how did the project begin? Where did this idea come from?
So there's been a Transbay terminal here on this site since 1939. It was actually originally a train station back when trains used to travel under the Bay Bridge, on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Wished I lived in that time. That ended in the 50s. Since then, it's been a terminal for buses coming from the East Bay. So we have this sort of perpetual problem in the Bay Area that our transit systems aren't well connected. So for decades, planners had this idea of what if we can create something that would be like the Grand Central Station of the West or the Grand Central Station of San Francisco, where all our different transit systems can meet up. BART, buses, Caltrain, and then eventually high-speed rail. San Francisco voters approved the idea of a new Transbay terminal here in 1999.
So the next question is San Francisco paying for this?
Yeah, San Francisco is paying for a part. The money comes from all over the place. There's local, state, federal funds, bridge tolls cover part of it. And then private companies are ending up paying for it too. So you know how this is actually called the Salesforce Transit Center?
Yes.
Yeah, so that does not come free. Salesforce paid over $100 million for the rights to name the transit center that's right across from their huge tower.
So is this then pretty much a rooftop park and a bus stop?
That's kind of what we're getting for now, but I think the impact of this transit center has already been larger than if it was just a bus stop.
Wow.
Well, so this area around us, this used to be like the maze of freeway ramps for the Embarcadero Freeway, which was torn down in the 90s. And in the 2000s, when the city was trying to figure out how to pay for this transit center, which was getting more and more expensive, they came up with a plan to take this land that used to be freeways and sell it and turn it into skyscrapers. When the city sold that land, they took the proceeds and they're paying for the transit center with that money. And there's also other building fees for the high-rise developers that are also going towards the transit center. And the idea is this is going to be a new Transbay district, major business and also residential district with all these high-rises built around what they hope will be a major transit hub, even if it's not one yet. So although right now it feels just like a big bus stop,
it's pretty
and it's already changing the skyline. That hole in the ground has a lot to do with that huge tower, that huge Salesforce tower that you can now see from practically anywhere in the Bay Area.